and the Greyhounds will step into center circle. Tay Davis, as usual, jumps it for the Lady Bears. And let's see, she'll be jumping with number 32. That is Dorner, Bailey Dorner. Bailey and Justice both start, both corners for the Lady Greyhounds. Tip control to the Lady Bears. Adriana Corbett has it. Gives it to Young underneath to Molly Corbett. She lost it, but he goes right back out to Laney Young. Lady Bears with the basketball. Adriana off to Young. Young for three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound inside by Corbett. Back out to Davis. Now to Washam. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound controlled this time by the Lady Greyhounds. Number 21, Burnett, brings it up the floor. Burnett on the dribble. Hands off. And brings it back out now. Burnett with the basketball, gives it to Joyner. Justice Joyner over into the corner to Taylor. Back out. They swing it around the outside. Joyner, long three-pointer, and I mean a long three-pointer. She was 7 foot behind the three-point line when that one went up. No good. Tay Davis comes the other way to Washam, to Young. Back to Washam underneath. She'll bring it back out to Young. Top of the key to Corbett. Molly. Back over to Bryn, now to Adriana. Adriana gives it back to Young. She's going to fire for three again. Couldn't get it to go, but Bryn Washam pulls down the rebound, gets it off to Molly Corbett. Her shot no good, but Adriana there with the rebound. Adriana Corbett will come back out to Washam. Washam over to Molly Corbett, and she's going to be tied up. Jump ball will belong to Marmaduke. A little bit of a slow start here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Unable to get anything to go offense. Good defense so far by the Lady Greyhounds. Number 14, Ava Anthony checks in for the Lady Greyhounds. Quickly back the other way. Justice Joyner drives in, kicks it back out. Had it slapped, but it's picked up by Anthony. Anthony has it out front, guarded by Molly Corbett. Gives it to Joyner. Justice Joyner with Davis on her. Goes down the lane. Shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Adriana Corbett. Adriana already with a couple of boards here early. One offensive, one defensive. Goes all the way to the basket, puts it up. Had it blocked. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by the Lady Greyhounds. Physical play inside. Quickly back the other way. Justice Joyner on the dribble. Had it slapped and taken away. Picked up by Davis. Davis up the floor to Washam. Now to Corbett. To Molly, back over to Young. Young will put it off the glass for two. Laney Young on the scoreboard first. 2-0 Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears now with a little pressure. Joyner picks up the dribble, and she's in trouble now. Meetel gives it back over to Gibson. They're going the wrong way. And a little bit of an elbow there, no call. They head the other way, and it's a steal by Mammoth Spring. Molly Corbett up to Davis. Tay drives baseline, puts the shot up on the run. It's good. Tough shot by Tay Davis. Her first two, and it's 4-0 Mammoth Spring. Again, pressure here from the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. A little man-to-man pressure. Davis riding Joyner up the sideline. Joyner gets it out to Anthony. Stolen by Molly Corbett. Good quick hand up the floor. Davis to the basket. She'll put it up and in. And Marmaduke wants a timeout. It's 6-0 Mammoth Spring. 4:57 left in the first. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back here to the George Kell Classic at Swifton, Arkansas. Semifinal round. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears started slow offensively, but they started getting it rolling here in the last minute or so. They scored six straight in that lead at 6-0. Inbound play, Joyner with it, almost lost it. She's double teamed, looking for help. It's knocked loose. Out of bounds, touch last by Justice Joyner. Good double team there by Davis and Young. Young will trigger the ball in here. They look to bring the ball in. Green set. Molly Corbett will take the pass. Gives it back to Young at the three-point line. Across to Corbett. Corbett drives in, kicks it back out to Washam. Washam picks up her dribble. Gives it to Corbett, to Davis. Davis shot up and in. Tay Davis with six quick points. He has six of the eight. And the Lady Bears lead at 8-0. Pass up the floor. Ball by Taylor. Goes to the basket, and she's going to be fouled. A blocking foul, I believe, on Bryn Washer. Bryn called for her first. First foul on the Lady Bears. And number 21, that is Burnett, will inbound. Brings it into the middle. Good pass in to number 32, Bailey Joyner, who gets around the defense and lays it in for two. It's the Lady Greyhounds from Marmaduke on the scoreboard. Adriana Corbett out to Young, now on the wing to Molly Corbett. Nobody within 10 feet of her. Gives it to Adriana, now into the middle to Young, off to Corbett. Molly up and in for two. Good passing there, unselfish play by Lainey Young. She had it in the lane but found Molly underneath the basket. Pressure again from the Manna Spring Lady Bears. Up the floor, Taylor on the dribble, gives it back out to Burnett. Burnett with Young on her. Over to Taylor. She'll fire for three. It's good. Big shot there. Lady Greyhounds needed that. Cuts the lead in half now. They've got it down to a 10-5 score. Driving to the basket. Tay Davis puts it up, draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line. Tay really aggressive here to start this ball game. She has 6 points, six of the 10 for Mammoth Spring. And she's headed to the free throw line to shoot a couple. First one is on the way. And, ooh, rolled around the rim and fell off the side. So she'll get one more here, trying to build on this five-point lead. Shot is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound taken by Taylor. Ball's loose, stolen by Washam. Washam all the way underneath, goes up with it, had it blocked. Good defense. It's been picked up by Davis. Davis off to Corbett. Corbett's pass underneath a little bit too high. Now the ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Young. To Davis, Tay for three. It's on the way, it's no good. Adriana Corbett with a rebound back up, no good. Fight for the ball, Adriana gets it again. Hands it out to Young. Washam for three. That's on the way, and that's good. Bryn Washam adding to her more than 2,000 points on her career with a nice three-pointer. And right now, the Lady Greyhounds really having trouble here. Can't get to the ball, and that's going to be 10 seconds. Good defense again by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Just, they never got past the free throw line on their side of the floor with a basketball. Molly Corbett going to get a breather as Jaylee Tyson checks in for Mammoth Spring. Jaylee will inbound the ball underneath their own goal, looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Corbett, Adriana Corbett. Back out to Young, over to Tyson. Jaylee for three. That's off the rim, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Taylor. And then we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Lainey Young, reaching in, trying to get the steal. It's 13-5, 8-point Mammoth Spring lead. Again, Lady Bears with a full court pressure. Really causing problems. Almost a steal there by Davis. Hey, Davis. Got a hand on another one there. Bill inbound again. Justice Joyner with the basketball. Spins, gets free now. Crosses half court. Dribble high over her head. And she's going to get called for the carry. Lost control, finally got around the defense, and she was trying to run as fast as she could up the floor. And the ball came up a little high. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball. They'll head back the other way on offense. Tay Davis out on the point, gives it to Washam. She fakes the three, drives baseline. Out to Young, around to Tyson, inside to Adriana Corbett. Back out to Davis. She drives in the lane. Step through, and a bucket for Davis. Tay now with 8 points. Again, pressure here from the Lady Bears, and that's going to be a steal. Davis steals it, puts it up, puts it in. Davis now in double figures with 10 here in this first quarter. 17-5, it's a 12-point lead, and a turnover. Bryn Washam causing some problems there defensively, and Justice Joyner. Bailey and Justice are sisters, I believe. Washam with the ball behind the three-point line. They quickly jump out on her. They give it around to Tyson, inside to Adriana Corbett, out to Young. Young drives to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go, fights for the rebound, controlled by the Lady Greyhounds. Justice Joyner up the floor to Anthony. She couldn't get it to go. The ball's loose, out of bounds, touch last by Marmaduke. So Mammoth Spring again will come back on offense. A minute 25 left to play first quarter. Lady Bears started slow, but since then they have really picked it up. 17 points with a minute 18 to go here in the first quarter, and they didn't score in the first 2 minutes. To the lane, or to the basket, was Washam. She lost it. They swing it out, get it to Adriana Corbett, back out to Washam. She fakes the three, drives in, puts the shot up on the run, can't get it to go, gets her own rebound. They swing it back out. They give it to Washam. She'll fire for three. That's good. Second three-pointer of the ball game for Brynn Washam. She's got six, and the lead's at 15 now. Lady Bears, again with that pressure. This time, Joyner breaks the pressure, gets it over to Taylor. Back out to number 10, Joyner. She'll drive the basket. No good. Rebound pulled down by Adriana Corbett. Adriana up the floor, gives it to Washam. Washam puts it up, draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line. That foul's going to be on Anthony, number 14. Ava Anthony. Brynn Washam with 27 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. A chance to make it a 17-point lead with a couple of free throws. First one is off the lip of the rim. No good. Just a little short. Brynn will set for the second. Second free throw is up, and it is good. 7 points now for Washam, and a 16-point Mammoth Spring lead. Again, full court pressure. Justice Joyner crosses half court. Her pass over to Taylor. Taylor for three. That's in and out. No good. Rebound underneath. Nice rebound. Back up and in by Lexi Gibson. Quickly back the other way. Bears with the basketball. 7 seconds left. Jaylee Tyson for three. It's good. Tyson with her first three. And the Lady Bears lead it now 24-7 at the end of one. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter from Swifton in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, we know that as the temperatures drop, many members with inefficient heating systems turn to space heaters to help keep warm. Please remember that not only are space heaters energy hogs, but they also can be fire hazards. They should only be used on a level surface away from children, pets, and anything flammable, such as curtains or papers. Find more safety tips at NAECI.com.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again here to Swifton, Arkansas. It is semifinal round of the George Kell Classic. Top-seeded, number one-ranked Mammoth Spring with a big lead after one quarter, 24-7 over the Marmaduke Lady Greyhounds. It will be Mammoth Spring basketball as we start the second. Tay Davis led all scorers in that first quarter. She had 10 first quarter points, 7 for Brynn Washam. Lady Bears with the basketball. Jaylee Tyson works it inside to Molly Corbett, who's back in. Three-pointer on the way is good. Jaylee Tyson, her second three. She's got six now, and the lead is at 20, 27-7. Pass up the floor. Taylor with it. Taylor bounce pass underneath, and there's going to be a foul called as Gibson went to the basket and drew the foul. So she'll go to the free-throw line, trying to cut into this 20-point Mammoth Spring lead. At the line, Gibson missed the first. Corbett, during that break between quarters, came in for Laney Young. Molly Corbett back in. Second free throw is good for Gibson. She has 3 points. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears come back on offense. Tay Davis out at the top of the key. Gets into the corner to Molly Corbett. Back out to Washam. Over to Adriana Corbett. Adriana pass back out to Molly. Molly around to Tyson. Tyson to Davis on the cut to the basket. Davis will put it up off the backboard and in. Dave Davis really aggressive here early. She's got 12. And the Lady Bears are back up now by 21. Taylor with the basketball. She drives in the lane, kicks it out to Burnett, then gets it right back at it. Knocked away by Tyson. Goes to the basket. Blocked by Adriana Corbett. Good defense by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They are just smothering the basketball all over the floor. From the time they bring it in to the time they get in the lane. Joyner to the basket. Her shot up. No good. Might have been partially blocked. And then the rebound knocked around and picked up by, looks like, Bailey Joyner. And she was fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line. Bailey Joyner trying to cut into this 21-point Mammoth Spring lead. Puts the first one up. No good. She has 2 points in the ball game so far. Looking for her third here. And she's got it. Bailey Joyner with 3. Lexi Gibson has 3. Maddie Taylor has 3 to account for all 9 of their points. It's 29-9. Molly Corbett behind the 3-point line. No one on her. Didn't take it. Goes inside to Adriana Corbett. Now Molly's going to fire the 3. That's all the way. It is good. Why not? Molly Corbett now with 5 points. Good balance scoring here for the Lady Bears, led by Davis with 12. Up the floor, Taylor. Almost lost that ball, went back and got it. Goes to the lane and has it blocked again by Adriana Corbett. She probably shouldn't challenge Corbett. That's twice in a row that Adriana's blocked it out of bounds. Burnett will inbound the basketball looking for help. The ball's loose, picked up by Justice Joyner. And now almost a steal, knocked away by Tyson to the basket. Joyner couldn't get it to go. And the Lady Bears come back with a rebound. Quickly up the floor, Washam. She'll put it up and in off the glass. Bryn Washam with 9 points. It's 34-9, Mammoth Spring leading Marmaduke. Taylor's double team, splits the double team. Good job, gets it across half court, breaks the pressure. Gives it to Justice Joyner. She'll go down the lane. Shot up, no good. That time she did get it over Adriana Corbett, but missed the shot badly. Tay Davis comes back the other way after pulling down the rebound. Lady Bears with the ball. And Washam's going to fire for 3 and hit 3. Bryn now with 12 points in the ball game, and Mammoth Spring leads it 37-9. Big lead already with 5:22 left to play in this first half. Bears defensively have just been everywhere, all over the Marmaduke Lady Greyhounds. Taylor has it in the corner, dribbles into the lane, shot up, blocked by guess who? Adriana Corbett for the third time. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by, looks like, Bailey Joyner. She'll put it up and in. She's got 5. Good offensive rebound there by Bailey Joyner. Molly Corbett was open for a second. They didn't see her. Tay Davis will take it into the basket, and they called her for the travel. Good strong move to the basket, but maybe took one step too many. Tay's going to get a breather now as Laney Young checks back in. Jaylee Tyson also goes out as Bethany Robbins, the sophomore. Sees her first action of the night here in the ballgame. Justice Joyner with the basketball, gets it over to Taylor. She's going to fire a 3. It's good. Maddie Taylor, she's got 2 threes now. And the lead's down to 23, 37-14. Laney Young going to try to answer on the other end, and does. Laney Young hits the 3. She's got 5. And the lead's out to 26. Pass over out of the reach of Burnett and out of bounds turnover on the Greyhounds. Mammoth Spring basketball. We're down to 4:18 to play in the half. Lady Bears already with 40 points here. Bryn Washam across the floor to Young. And then to Corbett on the cut. Corbett's going to put it up. No good. Got her own rebound. Back up again and had it blocked. Good block there by Bailey Joyner. And the Lady Bears will inbound. Mammoth Spring with the basketball looking to come in. They're going to bring it in to Young. Now inside to Robbins. Back out. Washam wide open for 3. Couldn't get this one to go. Rebound pulled down by Justice Joyner. She'll turn and push it up the floor. Justice Joyner on the drive, puts it up, puts it in. Good shot by Justice Joyner. Mammoth Spring quick to go back up the floor. They are really pushing the basketball. Young almost lost it, gets it out to Adrianna Corbett. Adrianna will give it over to Washam. Washam looking inside to Molly, back to Bren. Bren back to Molly as they swing it around the outside. Adrianna, Bren Washam for three. That's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound tip by Corbett, but taken by Bailey Joyner. Adrianna Corbett stole it and goes up, gets her first 2 points of the ball game. But she's done everything else, though. Defensively, blocking shots, rebounding. Now in the scorebook with two. Almost a steal. They'll bring it back out. Taylor's going to shoot the three. She's already made a couple. Rebound by Adrianna Corbett. Adrianna turns one-handed pass up the floor to Young. Now underneath to Bren Washam, who's fouled by Bailey Joyner. Bailey Joyner called for the foul. That's her second, and that'll send Bren Washam to the line. Bren with 12 points. She has 12. Tay Davis has 12. Bren now with 13 points in the ballgame. Set for the second free throw, trying to build on this 27-point lead. Second one is on the way. It's good. Washam with 14. And back the other way now, Marmaduke on the dribble. Justice Joyner almost lost again. Defense from Laney Young. Gives it off to Bailey Joyner. Bailey guarded by Corbett. Comes out to Taylor. Back to Justice Joyner. Underneath, good pass to Gibson. She couldn't get it to go. And the rebound comes off to Mammoth Spring. Molly Corbett leading the break. She tried to pass it. It's knocked away. Good steal by Maddie Taylor. Maddie Taylor almost lost the ball, and now we're going to get a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And didn't see who the foul was on. They did call the foul. And timeout's going to be taken. Timeout taken. It is 44-16. Mammoth Spring leads it over Marmaduke back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
All right, welcome back again to Swifton, Arkansas. It is the George Kell Classic here from the Swifton Middle School. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have been in control of this one throughout the game. They've run out to an early 8-0 lead, and now they've built that lead to 44-16 with 2:19 left to go in the first half. Marmaduke will inbound the basketball. Justice Joyner goes to the corner to Taylor. Taylor drives in. Pass back across. Back out to Joyner. Justice Joyner now to Burnett. Burnett looking inside. She's got Jaylee Tyson all over. Gives it to Taylor in the corner. And now a steal by Davis. Tay's going to outrun everybody to the basket. She'll put it up and in for an easy layup. Tay Davis with 14. Lady Bears now backing off the pressure a little bit. 46 points here in the first half, and that's with them not scoring the first 2 minutes. Had a slow start, and had a good shot at getting his 50 here before halftime. Shot off the backboard, no good. Tay Davis with the rebound, and she's going to push it up the floor. Gets it to Molly Corbett. Beautiful pass to Molly Corbett for an easy two. Molly's got seven. The Lady Bears lead it now 48-16. It's a 28-point lead in this semifinal matchup. Taylor with it. Maddie Taylor will hand off to Joyner. That's Justice Joyner. She gets a screen, goes to basket, and had her shot blocked by Tay Davis. Back up the floor to Molly Corbett. Molly pushing the ball down the lane, gives it to Young. She'll put it off the glass, couldn't get it to go, and the rebound comes off to the Lady Greyhounds. Laney was surprised that didn't go in. I think everybody was. It was wide open. Shot up and in by number 32, Bailey Joyner. She's got seven after pulling down the offensive rebound and putting it back in. The 30-point lead now, 48-18. Lady Bears with the basketball, down to 37 seconds to play. And Robbins kind of stumbled there as she tried to cut through the lane with the ball. They called her for the travel. 35 seconds left on the game clock. Actually, 35.3, 35 on the shot clock. So Marmaduke could play for the final shot. Basically, it'd be 0.3 left would be the only difference. Joyner kicked it out to Taylor. Taylor lost it, picks it back up, had it knocked away by Lainey Young. The defense for the Lady Bears really been impressive here in this first half. I mean, they are not letting Marmaduke dribble the ball more than once or twice on the floor before someone is slapping at it. Inbound play, they'll bring it in to Justice Joyner. Justice Joyner over to Taylor. She's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound, Jaylee Tyson. She'll give it off to Davis. Davis up the floor to Young, to Molly Corbett for an easy two. That'll get them to the 50 mark here at the half. With 4 seconds left to go. At the half court, shot on the way is no good. Your score at the half, 50-18. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Marmaduke Lady Greyhounds. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and take a look at your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Steve Airey knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
And again, welcome back here to Swifton, Arkansas. It is the George Kell Classic, always a fun tournament. Semifinal round today. This is the third game of the semifinals, and it has been all Mammoth Spring. They ran out to an early lead. They led 24-8 at the end of one quarter and now lead at 50-18 here at the half. We're going to check the scoring, first of all, for Marmaduke. Marmaduke is being led, looks like, by Bailey Joyner. Bailey has 7 points. 6 points for Maddie Taylor. He's hit a couple of threes. Then 3 points for Lexi Gibson. 2 points for Justice Joyner. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, it's been a group effort led by Bryn Washam and Tay Davis. They have 14 apiece to lead the way. And then you've got 9 points for Molly Corbett. 6 points for Jaylee Tyson. 5 points for Lainey Young. And 2 points for Adriana Corbett. Adriana has probably also got double-figure rebounds and 2 or 3 blocks in this first half. She has been everywhere for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And they look like the number one ranked team in the state tonight here in the first half. They are just dominating this Marmaduke team. Of course, this is the second meeting. They beat them by 20 the first time they played them back in October, early part of the season. So these two teams both have probably a little better than what they were at that point. But right now, the Lady Bears looking a lot better. 50-18, again, your score. at the half. If you weren't with us earlier, we did have a couple of other semifinal games involving the Izard County Cougars and Lady Cougars. Lady Cougars advanced to the championship on Saturday. They defeated Manila 53-30. They'll play the winner of this game between Mammoth Spring and Marmaduke. The boys, it was Rivercrest coming from a 10-point deficit in that third quarter to defeat the Izard County Cougars 59-51. That game really was like a 2-point ball game into the final couple of minutes. Izard County had to commit some fouls to try to get the ball back and end up losing by 8. Pretty close ball game between two really good basketball teams. That was fun to watch. Again, we are at halftime here. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Marmaduke Lady Greyhounds in the semifinals. Lady Bears looking for their 23rd win on the season against 3 losses. We'll take another break. We'll come back. We've got more from Swifton coming up in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamra Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back here to Swifton, Arkansas. It's the George Kell Classic semifinals. I want to say thank you to our Lady Bear boosters for this season. They include Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law in 11 Fort River Title Company in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring and Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer. I want to remind you, after our game tonight, be sure and stay tuned for our Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County, post-game report, and we'll be naming the player of the game. That's coming up immediately following our ball game here between Marmaduke and Mammoth Spring. At the half, again, your score 50-18. Mammoth Spring leads it by 32. We'll see if they can build on that lead. Maybe get that mercy rule in effect for the fourth quarter, get that clock rolling and get out of here early, get home and get ready for school the next morning. All right, it is, like I said, about a minute and a half left here before we start our second half of play. We'll take a break, back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses to transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it really easy. Best of all, at Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And again, welcome back here to Swifton and the George Kell Classic. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears getting final instructions here from Coach Scott Small. And the Marmaduke Lady Greyhounds doing the same from Coach Rick Smith. We are ready to go. Looks like, the Lady Bears and the Lady Greyhounds both going back to their starters here. We'll see how much Coach Small wants to play the starters here with this big lead. Got a 32-point lead as we start the second half. Inbound play for Marmaduke. They'll bring it in here, finally, when the referee hands them the ball. And Justice Joyner gets the ball first. She'll cross half court, guarded by Tay Davis. Works it over to Taylor. Maddie Taylor back out to Joyner. Joyner gets the screen, goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Tough shot by Justice Joyner. And the lead's down to 30, 50-20. Molly Corbett out front to Adriana. Back around to Young. They'll swing it over to Molly in the corner. To Washam on the wing underneath. Molly Corbett, I don't think she realized how open she was when she turned to the basket and then put it up and in. She's got 11. Third player in double figures here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They're led by Davis and Washam with 14 apiece. Taylor out front, guarded by Molly Corbett. Had it slapped away, but it went right to Justice Joyner. She lobs it inside to Bailey Joyner. Back out. Three-pointer by Anthony, no good. Rebound taken by Adriana Corbett. And her pass is right to Justice Joyner. She'll put it up, no good. And now we're going to have a foul called. The Lady Bears starting a little slow here in this third quarter, like they did in the first half. Turnover there, and that's going to send Bailey Joyner to the free throw line where she makes the first. Bailey Joyner, the leading scorer right now for the Lady Greyhounds. She has 8 points, missed the free throw, rebound by Davis. Tay quickly pushing the ball up the floor, takes it right down the middle. Nobody stopped her, so she just shoots a layup. She'll take that all day long. 16 points now for Tay Davis. She just kept driving. They kept backing up. So she took it onto the basket. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Five for the rebound controlled by Adriana Corbett. She'll hand to Davis. Tay quickly up the floor to Young. Back out to Davis. Davis drives in the lane, kicks it out to Young. She fakes the three, drives in, back out. Now underneath, nice passing into Washam. She put up the left-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound's loose on the floor. Oh, yeah, a couple of players are down. Slow to get up. Looks like they're okay. Three-pointer on the way is good. Number 14, Anthony. She shot three three-pointers in a row. Finally got one to go. Back the other way. Bryn Washam answers with a three of her own. Bryn now with 17 in the ball game. And the Lady Greyhounds put the shot up. A long three-pointer, no good. Gibson with a rebound. She can't get it to go. Joyner steps on the end line. Bailey Joyner, good effort. She just couldn't save it back in. We'll head the other way for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in a 33-point lead, 57-24. Tay Davis with Anthony on her gives it to Corbett. That's Adriana. Back over to Washam. Washam, who just hit a three, they jumped out on her. They swing it back down low now. Back out to Molly Corbett. Good quick passes. Tay Davis going to take a long three. It's good. Tay Davis now with 19 in the ball game, and a steal by Lainey Young off to Davis. to Washam. She'll take the three. That's no good. Long rebound by Anthony. Ava Anthony, she's trapped. Needs help. Gets it out to Justice Joyner. Lady Bears back on defense. Quickly up the other way. Molly Corbett with good defense. Knocks it out of bounds. Jaylee Tyson going to check in. And Molly Corbett will head to the bench. The fist bump over there from Coach Small. Got to be pretty happy with his team's defense here this afternoon or this evening. Joyner with the basketball. Out to Anthony. Her shot is no good. And they're going to say it was partially blocked. I thought so. I think Adriana wasn't sure whether one of her teammates touched it or not, so she watched it go out of bounds. Bears will set up the defense again. Inbound play to Joyner. Joyner puts the shot up. Wild shot, no good. Rebound fought for. It's going to be touched last by Bailey Joyner, but great effort there to get to that loose ball. Jaylee Tyson inbound to Tay Davis. Tay will bring the ball up the floor. The 36-point lead, 60-24. Tyson out to Washam. To Davis, Corbett. Corbett in the lane. Tried to put the shot up, kicks it out. Washam for three. That's on the way, and that's good. Bryn Washam with another three. She's got 20 now in the ball game. Washam and Davis have been the offense. 20 for Washam, 19 for Davis. A three-pointer. Anthony has come out firing here in this second half. Her second three-pointer, she's got six, and the lead's back down to 36. Tyson out front to Young. She'll fire for three. That's on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gibson. She had the ball knocked loose, but it goes right to Justice Joyner. Quickly back the other way. Joyner on the dribble, hands off to Anthony. She's going to fire for three. It's good. Anthony's going to try to bring them back with three-pointers here. She's got nine, and Coach Small wants a timeout. 63-30. Lady Bears by 33. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
We are back again here at Swift and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in control here, leading by 33. They've led by as many as 36. Ava Anthony has come out firing here in this second half. She didn't shoot the ball more than twice, I don't think, in the first half. But in this second half, she's already shot about five threes and made three of them. Jaylee Tyson is going to bring the ball up the floor. Bethany Robbins into the ballgame now for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Tay Davis getting a breather. Washam has it in the lane. Kicks it out to Corbett, to Robbins. They swing the ball around the outside, inside to Robbins. Back out. Tyson for three. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. And controlled by Justice Joyner. I think a couple of Lady Bears were both trying to get that basketball. Shot up, no good. Follow-up, no good. And the rebound by Tyson to Young. Laney pushing the ball up the floor, gets it to Robbins. Robbins over to Young. Back out. Tyson going to fire another three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound by Corbett. She'll go up and draw a foul. Adriana really working hard in there. Pulls down the rebound, gets the foul, and will go to the free throw line. Hasn't scored a whole lot tonight, but she has done everything else for the Lady Bears. Rebounding, blocking shots. Free throw on the way is good. 3 points for Adriana. Molly Corbett back in. Bryn Washam now to the bench. And probably going to see these seniors starting to come out now. Tay Davis and Bryn Washam both on the bench. Both with big games. 20 for Washam. 19 for Davis. Adriana made both free throws. Justice Joyner shot blocked by Adriana Corbett. Her third or fourth block already tonight. Quickly up the floor. Robbins into the corner to Corbett, into the lane. Shot up by Young is good. Laney now with seven. And the Lady Bears lead is back out to 37, their biggest lead so far. And there's Anthony again with a long three-pointer. That time nobody touched it as it went out of bounds. Maybe a little bit out of her range that time. She was standing out almost a couple of feet past half court with the basketball. Molly Corbett thought about the three, didn't take it. Kicks it around to Young. Young back out to Adriana Corbett. Adriana has it inside, turns. Gets it back out to Robbins. Robbins back to Adriana. They swing it around to Molly. Molly thought about the three. Now she's going to drive to the basket, puts it up. Oh, it rolled off the rim. No good. Rebound. Tyson got a couple of rebounds, couldn't get it to go, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. That's last by Marmaduke. Jaylee with some good offensive rebounds there. We got players coming in now. Looks like Kylie Williams and Lauren Parker check in. As Young and who else went out? Adriana Corbett, I believe. With the basketball, Parker's going to fire for three. It's good. As Lauren comes in firing. She knocks down the three, and the Lady Bears now lead it by 40. With the three-pointer shot, no good. Rebound, Molly Corbett. Molly lost the ball. We're going to have a jump ball called. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. I believe Molly Corbett, the only starter still on the floor at this point for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Sophomore in there with Jaylee Tyson, Bethany Robbins, Lauren Parker, and Kylie Williams. With the basketball, Williams out front, swings it around to Robbins, back out to Parker, over to Tyson, to Molly Corbett, back out to Robbins. She's going to fire for three. It's good. Why not? Robbins knocks down the three for her first points of the ball game. Lady Bears offensively have it going. Robbins with a steal. She's headed the other way, goes to the basket, puts it up. Oh, missed the layup. And the rebound's pulled down by the Marmaduke Lady Greyhounds. And they're starting to send some subs in, too. They've got, looks like Pratt, J.C. Pratt, into the ball game. Layup up and in by Justice Joyner. Nobody stopped the drive there. Justice Joyner now with six. And quickly back the other way. Parker thought about the three, didn't take it. Gets it out to Molly Corbett. Now to Robbins. Around to Tyson. Tyson looking inside. Molly thought about it, comes back out. Parker's going to fire the three. That is in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bailey Joyner. She'll push the ball up the sideline, guarded there by Tyson, and she's going to lose the ball out of bounds. Probably should have given it up. That's why post players have guards. She tried to dribble the ball through traffic and just lost it on the end line. So the Lady Bears will get the ball. Got more subs coming in, and we'll try to get names and numbers here as we can. Subs for the Marmaduke Lady Greyhounds. Lady Bears still have the same five on the floor. Robbins around to Williams. Her shot is blocked and taken by Joyner. Joyner up the floor. Underneath, shot up is blocked by Molly Corbett. And that's the end of the third quarter. Your score, 73-32, Mammoth Spring, with a big lead here in the semifinals of the George Kell Classic over Marmaduke. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back here to Swifton, to the George Kell Classic. This should be a quick fourth quarter. Lady Bears leading by 41, 8 minutes on the clock, and that clock will not stop, so we expect to be done here in about 8 minutes, barring any timeouts. Lady Bears with some more substitutions. Look like Allie Reisner checks in. and Krista Crawford into the ball game. They come in, Molly Corbett, and I believe who else went out? Jaylee Tyson out. No, Jaylee's still in there. Justice Joyner with a three. That's good. Joyner now with nine. Lady Bears back on offense. Jaylee Tyson brings it up the floor, gives it in the corner to Parker. Back out to Tyson. They work it underneath to Reisner. Reisner's pass tip, but back out to Crawford. They swing it around. Robbins going to fire for three. It's good. What a good-looking shot from Bethany Robbins. She's hit a couple of threes. Plays the post, but she can hit that three-pointer. Pass inside is stolen. Good steal by Allie Reisner. Off to Tyson. Tyson up the floor to Robbins. Robbins, her pass back out to Crawford. To Tyson. She'll fire for three. That's no good. And the long rebound going to be chased down in the corner by Lexi Gibson. She'll hand it off to Taylor, and Taylor quickly puts the ball up the floor, dribbled it off her foot, but managed to get back to it. They bring it over to Anthony. Back over to Taylor. Now to Joyner. She's going to fire for three. Joyner's shot is no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Marmaduke. 76-35, 41-point lead still. Lady Bears with the basketball. Jaylee Tyson, she'll give it to Crawford. Crawford thought about the three. Out to Reisner, to Parker on the right wing. Underneath to Reisner. Reisner shot up off the bottom of the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Bailey Joyner. She'll hand to Justice Joyner, and she'll push the ball up the floor. Good defense there by Robbins. Cut off the drive, and now a steal by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Quickly back the other way. Robbins trying to save it on the sideline and does to Crawford. Now back out to Tyson. To Parker for three. A shot no good. Robbins with a rebound. She'll bring it back out. Crawford thought about the three. Didn't take it, and they called her for the track. She's trying to fake the player and go to the basket. Kylie Williams back into the ball game. She went out there in that break between quarters. She's back in. Jaylee Tyson now will get a breather. Taylor with the basketball. Gets it over to Joyner. That's Justice Joyner to Anthony. Back out to Taylor. They're just swinging the ball around the outside now, trying to get three-pointers because they are down big. Five for the rebound, controlled by Gibson. Gibson again goes back up with it. Can't get it to go. And Kylie Williams pulls down the rebound. Robbins will give it off to Parker. Parker now with a basketball to Robbins. Back out to Williams. Inside to Robbins. She'll put it up and draw a foul. So Bethany will go to the free throw line. With 5:08 to play. Clock continues to run. Hasn't stopped here since we start this fourth quarter. Robbins free throw is on the way. It's good. Bethany now with 7 points in the ball game. She'll set for the second free throw. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by number 40, Ava Lee, who's into the ball game now for the Lady Greyhounds. Justice Joyner out to Anthony. Ava Anthony around to Taylor. Maddie Taylor's three-pointer on the way. No good. But she chases down her own rebound off to Justice Joyner. She fires the three. No good. Fight for the rebound controlled by Anthony. Good offensive rebounding here by the Lady Greyhounds. With the basketball, Anthony out to Taylor. She's going to fire a three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Allie Reisner. Up to Parker. Parker now crosses half court on the dribble. She'll set up the offense. Gives it to Williams. Williams bounce pass underneath to Reisner. Back out to Crawford. Lady Bears move the ball around the outside. They work it inside to Robbins. Robbins shot up. Wild shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Marmaduke Lady Greyhounds. Taylor off to Justice Joyner. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound inside by Ava Lee. Back out. Anthony with the three-pointer. That's no good. The rebound pulled down by Robbins. Lady Bears head back the other way. 3:34 to play. Robbins thought about taking another three. She was open there for a second. She'll kick it out. Reisner's going to pull for three. That's no good. Five for the rebound. Three red shirts in there. And finally pulled down and given to Anthony, and Anthony had it knocked away and out of bounds. That's last by Krista Crawford. Checking in now for Mammoth Spring, number 22. That's Allie Guernsey. She's in, and Bethany Robbins will get a breather. Bethany played well, 7 points in the short minutes that she played here in the second half. With a basketball, Lady Greyhound swinging around the outside. Anthony for three. It's on the way. It's short. Rebound fought for. And going to go out of bounds just last by Parker. Down to 2:46 to play. Lady Bears will advance into the championship on Saturday. They'll play the Izzard County Lady Cougars. 6 o'clock Saturday evening. Three-pointer by Anthony. Her third, or fourth, excuse me. She's got 12 points in the ball game, all on three-pointers. Krista Crawford with a basketball. Her pass across the floor, knocked away by Anthony and out of bounds. You can hear the Marmaduke fans cheering for Anthony. Inbound play here for Crawford. We'll bring it in. It is a 39-point lead, 77-38. Lady Bears with the basketball, and that ball was thrown to nobody. I thought there was a player standing over there. There was nobody there. It just went out of bounds. So a turnover on Mammoth Springs. Down to a minute 50 to play. Taylor drives into the corner. She lost her balance, managed to save it back in. Comes out to Taylor. Taylor underneath to Lee. Lee spins, kicks it back out to Taylor. She's going to fire for three. That's no good. And Allie Reisner will pull down the rebound, gives it to Lauren Parker. Down to a minute 36 to play. Quickly up the floor. Crawford has it. She comes out to Parker. Parker to Guernsey. And her pass is over the head of Crawford and out of bounds. Threw it just a little bit too high. Turnover on the Lady Bears. Gives it back to Marmaduke. Down to a minute 13 to play. Anthony out to Taylor. Taylor thought about the three. They'll swing it around. Three-pointer is up. It's no good. That was number three, Hampton. She couldn't get it to go. Shot on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound controlled by Krista Crawford. She'll pass it up to Williams. Now to Parker. Lauren will bring it up the floor. 49 seconds left to go. Crawford's going to fire the three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Maddie Taylor. Maddie going to the basket the other way, and she's going to be fouled by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. It's going to send Taylor to the free throw line. That's just about going to run out the clock while she's shooting free throws. We're down to 28 seconds, and the referee seems to be in no hurry to give her the basketball. I think he's ready to head to the locker room. Shot on the way by Taylor's off the back of the rim. No good. Back to the referee again. He gives instructions, takes his time, 12 seconds left to play. Bounces it slowly back to Taylor. Down to 6 seconds. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound by Crawford. That's going to just about do it. 77-38 your final. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have defeated the Marmaduke Lady Greyhounds.